This is Pete Hoffman, and we're talking New York Jets football. Yes, third win of the season for this New York Jets franchise. After coming off a nice win over the New York Giants, they dominate a putrid Washington Redskins team for two wins in a row. That is incredible. Incredible because the Jets have been considered to be this putrid team, this putrid franchise, where every week it's always about what Adam Gase is doing wrong, which Jet player is now upset about his role on the team, what Jet player is now not able to play because of an injury, which Jet player is upset, Quincy Enunwa, that he's missing practice and getting fined for missing practice. Well, today it's about the win. It's about a step forward in the right direction. This 2019 season for the New York Jets was not supposed to be a debacle. No one was happy about how Adam Gase came in and then the GM gets fired. No one was happy about that. But a lot of people bought into, let's see what's going to happen. There should be some improvement. There's a rough portion to the schedule to start it off, but the second half is something to look forward to. And obviously the mono with Sam Darnold, that put this team back a lot. The jokes came out. There's no quarterback in sight. Adam Gase, the quarterback whisperer. Well, there was no quarterback to whisper to. And who knows how long this mono situation really affected Sam Darnold when he came back. Versus the Patriots, there was no one there. There was no one home in that game. He looked lost. He was proven to be lost. But if you've seen the past two games, and if you listen, the Miami Dolphin game, I understand that was upsetting. You need to win that game. But remember, you're playing a team who, yes, is looking to go winless and try to tank for Tua. But they have a grudge against Adam Gase, too. These players clearly did not like him in Miami. And Darnold still was not back to the norm. And there were still a lot of injury issues. The defense has not shown up at all as far as healthy all season long. You have Sam Darnold, who the past 2 weeks has finally shown you that he is and will be a quarterback in this league for a long time. He made throws look very easy. He had some time to make some plays, which was amazing. And the most important thing, he came away. He had one bad interception, sure, but he came away looking and feeling comfortable. And feeling good. You know, that Giants game wasn't perfect last week. But today versus Redskins, they did what they needed to do. Everyone got to touch the ball. Robbie Anderson gets a touchdown. Le'Veon Bell gets his touchdown. The defense plays a pretty solid game up until the garbage time. Gave up a couple points. But the team took a stride forward, which is rare, especially in this tri-state environment where we are so quick to hop on and kill our teams. Sam Darnold is slowly getting back on track and has an opportunity to finish the season miraculously with not a losing record. I'm not saying that this team is going to win out, But they could potentially go 8-8. That's a fair chance. They have Oakland coming up. They do have another game against Miami. Their schedule doesn't look that bad. This is not a playoff team. I know coming into the season, I joked saying that the Jets were clearly the second best team in this AFC East. Well, that went by the wayside as soon as Sam Darnold got hurt or got sick. But that doesn't mean that you have to fold up the season and call it a year. I'm excited for what I'm seeing, and there's an opportunity that this team can put together a nice run to shut up all these fans that are so negative on everything. But again, I am happy with the win. I'm satisfied with the win today. And let's see what they do going forward. Let's not count this team out just yet as far as a complete mess. It sounds like every which way they are, but let's give a little positivity, a little bit of hope that this New York Jets team was not as bad as they played the first 5-6 weeks of the season, where they were just completely decimated with injuries and no quarterback and just debacle left and right. You can't win that way. You can't win a game that way, and you can't win as a franchise that way. So Joe Douglas, take note. Be happy. But also try to improve. I know I saw somewhere on Twitter, you know, Le'Veon Bell and Robbie Anderson may not fit this team. What are you going to do with them? Well, you know, are you going to trade them to remove that some of their salary? And it's amazing because they're two talented players, and you don't want to take away talented playmakers from your quarterback, especially when he's not a mobile quarterback like Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray. You want to give him as many weapons as possible. Now, clearly he can make weapons. He can find other people, but you want those weapons on your team. And I know that it's eating up some salary, so that's always an issue, but I just hate to see that. 877-337-6666. Is Sam Darnold now starting to look like the quarterback that you wanted to see? Your call's next on The Fan.